Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomasson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Dressler. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Rob Dressler. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomasson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Munday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mercer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mercer moves to third. 1 out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wrights hits a pop-up beyond second. Trillo can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Mercer scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wrights. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Wright steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Dressler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dressler hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Munday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wrights is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wrights hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Evans steals second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Dressler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dressler is 0-for-1 in the game. Dressler strikes out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosello bunts towards the mound. Dressler fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to second. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Mercer scores. Evans moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs too. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer who is chasing the ball. Lockhock reaches third base with a triple. Madlock goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Trillo moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Swisher moves to second. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Moffitt fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Moffitt. Trillo scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sutter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas pinch hits for Dave Heaverlow. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomason is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomason strikes out. 2 outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Daryl Thomas now playing second base. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mercer hits a line drive towards first. Lockhock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sutter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sutter is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wrights is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wrights hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wrights moves to second. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Mark Hill. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adams strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomason is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomason strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.